Welcome to an inspirational message by Pastor Harold Weiss, Senior Pastor at Little Falls Christian Center.
Lord, we would be most honored with your presence tonight. And Lord, we have no way of expressing gratitude sufficiently for your presence. Moses said, we cannot move from this mountain unless your presence goes with us. It is in this presence that there is protection, there's life, there's light, there's everything. Every need is supplied. It is in this presence, says the Lord, that if people stay with me and commit their lives fully to me, in this very presence, that I would commune with them. I would communicate with them. I would fellowship with them. They will not only become aware of my empowerment, but they'll also become aware of the fact that I'm busy protecting them. And even though the enemy comes in and tries to destroy lives, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall rise up against him. And I will defeat the devourer for your sakes. For you have given me of your tithing, therefore I will give you my blessing. In fact, I will bless you in such a way that you will know that only God could have changed your circumstances. And you will know that when other people come short, I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I bless those that obey me. I bless those that love me and through their obedience show me their love, being a living demonstration of their committedness to me. I bless those, says the Lord, and they know that they blessed. And my voice becomes ever clearer in their lives because they walk with me and I walk with them. For if you move outside of my presence, says the Lord, there is danger literally on all sides. For you are in the world, you're not of the world. You're surrounded, says the Lord, by people under the influence of the enemy and even demonic forces, but they are not allowed to come near this building tonight, for I have filled this place with my presence. And already as it is, says the Lord, there are people that came in here feeling sick, and they're not feeling sick anymore because I've already touched them. Therefore, says God, have faith in me. Trust in the Lord your God under all circumstances. Why do you fear, O little flock? Haven't I told you, behold the lilies of the field? They neither sow nor they reap, yet your Father has clothed them with more glory than the glory of Solomon. Do not ask yourself, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear tomorrow? For these things do the Gentiles seek after. Gather for yourself riches in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Know this, if you gather treasures in heaven, where your heart is, that is where your treasure will really be. And you can increase that treasure. You cannot serve me and serve mammon at the same time. For the money devil is greedy for whatever you have to take control of that. But I have not permitted that. For you have tithed unto me. And I have seen tonight, says the Lord. Therefore, my blessing is upon you and so is my protection. I will go with you and give you wisdom. I will go with you and give you the mind of Christ concerning decisions that many of you have to make right now. In fact, some of you are standing at the crossroad right now of your lives. And I know, says the Lord, the things that make for your peace and for your future. And I will grant you what you've asked for because of my love towards you and because the Son of my love is seated at the right hand of the Majesty at this time. For to me this is not night, for even the darkness is as the light unto me, says the Lord. And nothing is hidden from me. I see all things and I know all things. And I know what's best for you and for your lives. I know, says the Lord. And I'm about to change the course of lives in this place so that you could live a better life. Because of my love towards you, I will improve your life. And I will lift your burden. And you will take up my cross and follow me. And the closer you come to me, the further you'll move away from the world and wilderness, and those things will not be able to attract you. Know this, there stands a cross on a hill far away. It was a lonely place for me that day. And there came darkness on the earth because of what I had to go through for you. But know this night, it is done. I have accomplished that which the Father has sent me to do. And now I live to make intercession for you. And I treasure you. I covet you and I nurture you. For you've been bought by my blood. Therefore, why are you fearful? Why are you doubting? What is this called fear, O you of unbelief? What is this, says the Lord? Haven't you read in the scriptures that whatsoever is not done by faith is sin? You live by the law of faith. It is written, the just shall live by faith. Then walk by faith and not by sight. Then pray the prayer of faith and believe those things that you pray for. Believe that they will happen. As you look up to me, as you surrender to me, I will lift you to a higher level than you've ever been before. For some of you have hungered after God and you yearn in your hearts to be in my presence. Isn't my presence right now surrounding you? Haven't I spoken? To you? Isn't there peace in your soul at this moment? For the Prince of Peace has moved and touched your mind to show you what it's like when you walk in the realm of obedience and faith and pursue righteous living. The Prince of Peace has just touched your mind, and I shall lift you and I shall draw you to myself, that where I am, you might be also. Give the Lord a praise offering, everybody, right now. Amen. You may take your seat. That was an unintended prophecy, but it was a God-intended one. And that's the way it's supposed to be, you know. I have the fear of the Lord, and I sometimes see people play around, particularly of the younger generation, with these gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I just think that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's just like it is. And having a relationship with God is the prime factor. It's the prime factor. Having the fear of the Lord is prime factor stuff. It's like on the priority list. It's like a couple of things that compete to be on the top of the priority list. The fear of the Lord is where the Messiah delighted, the way you should have that fear. Oh, His presence is on me. I feel it very heavily so. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. To depart from evil is understanding. To depart from evil is to come to the realm of the light and have light imparted to you. We don't peddle the word of God for gain. For as much as we have received, that we have also given. I've not even had anything on the website that you pay, say you had to pay to even look at the website or download a sermon, pay for it. Not in your life. So help me God. Those people watching from far and you're longing to be in church, that people responding from Russia, you should go onto the Facebook page of Little Falls Christian Center and just say where you are on the planet, because we know that you're out there. We see it. And there's a huge stream flowing out of this building right now on optic fiber across the ocean, satellites. And people, all they want is God. Really? So all they really want is God. People come to me, if they have anything for a problem, counsel, whatever. All they really want is for me to pray for them. That's all they want. That's all they want. That God would touch them. That's all they want. Say, Lord, touch me. Pentecost is here. Next week we begin. Next week is the feast. It starts and it goes for a full week. This week, on Thursday already, it's Himmelfahrt, Ascension Day. And there is one more thing that I might add to what I spoke about this morning. And briefly this before I start praying for people. In John 12:32, Jesus said, "And I, if I'm lifted up from the earth," we sing higher, higher, just the praise song. And then we had in worship, we also had a song of lifting up the name of the Lord, lifting up Jesus. And some people have said, well, you know, that refers to the cross. And if I'm lifted up from the earth, I will draw all peoples to myself. This, he said, signifying by what death he would die. Indeed so. He was nailed to the cross. He was bleeding when they did that. His drops of blood was falling on the ground. They hoisted him into the upright position, suffocating his lungs, and he bore the sins of many. For the hours of agony and severity of pain beyond humankind's expression, the Messiah was feeling every sin converted into pain. And all of us have our representation of whatever sin we've committed in this life, past, present, and future. That if we do something wrong, we would immediately just repent, rise up and go again. Ask God to forgive you and help you to overcome that. The Bible says, the book of Romans chapter 8, it says these words, says, if you by the Spirit, I think it's verse 13, mortify by the Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, mortify the deeds of the flesh, you will live. The key of righteous living is the presence of God's Spirit in your life. It's like that. Nobody with a strong anointing desires to have communion with any form of harlotry. That would be just anything that this world has to offer. You can't buy them now. Those who are the true disciples, you can't buy them. You can't buy them. They have been lifted up also. Because you see, they lifted Jesus on a cross. And then with that, it signified by which death he would die. But then God lifted him to his right hand, as we heard this morning. The ascension is to lift up. And the word where it says, the cloud that was there, that cloud received him. That literally means placing itself underneath him and taking him up and catching away into glory to the right hand of the Father. Now this scripture, which we sang about actually twice, and if I'm lifted up from the earth, there is another take on this that I think few people understand. If I be lifted up, we sing, lift Jesus higher. When I'm lifted up, we magnify him, we exalt his name, we lift him higher in our lives. We love him more. When we do that, what does it say? When I'm lifted up from the earth, I will draw all peoples, plural, people, not people, singular, plurals. It's peoples. I will draw all peoples to myself. It's when you magnify the name of Jesus. See, that word there in the Greek is profound. Where it says, he was taken up and a cloud received him. The taken up is literally like to be lifted, almost like elevated. And the symbolic picture or the pictographic analysis of that shows this position. So a cloud under his feet, and he's lifted up, he's elevated. So he went as high as above all the heavens to the throne of the Father and took seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Wow. And when he gets to the presence of God, I can only imagine the Father and the Son locking eyes. This is the mystery. As one man said, it's not even within the scope of our imagination and whatever ability that we may have to understand fully the Holy Trinity. But for the sake of simplicity, if you think of the Father and the Son locking eyes and the Father's approval, also it is done. And then receiving from the Father by his now permission, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus then clothing his bride with the glory of his Spirit, the Spirit of glory and of God. It is an amazing set of values, of principles there, right there. But this, when I'm lifted up, I will draw, is a principle. Lifted up, draw. Not just the cross, because he was also lifted up by the Father. And the moment his Spirit comes upon us, that causes the Holy Spirit elevates us. And the more you have the Spirit upon you, the more the Spirit takes control of your life, the higher level of spiritual life and revelation you experience. And by exertion, and by obedience, and by love of God, and surrender more and more, and making sure that everything is removed, that whatsoever can be removed, you're drawn unto him more and more. You move from the realm of the seen to the realm of the unseen. You begin to see things. You begin to know things. I began to realize, like early already, in my full commitment to Christianity, very early, I began to realize that things are busy happening to me. I would look at people, just pray in tongues, in the Spirit, in tongues. Who prays in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men but unto God. Howbeit, that's 1 Corinthians chapter number 14, read that. He who prays in the Spirit speaks not unto men but unto God. Howbeit, in the Spirit he speaks. In the Spirit he speaks. Zephaniah 3, verse 8. Then I will restore unto the people a pure language, that they may all serve me in one accord. This is Pentecost. That is a verse that is highly prominent in Israel right now among the Jewish people. I like it. Maybe I've got it here. I put it somewhere. Yes, I did put it here. Yeah, it's 7:3-9. Then I will restore to the peoples a pure language, that they may all call on the name of the Lord to serve him with one accord. Now, if you look at, like, for example, the New Living Translation, slightly paraphrased here. Then I will purify the speech of all the people so that everyone can worship the Lord together in spirit and in truth. Isaiah 28, verse 11. For with stammering lips and with another tongue, I will speak to these people. For I've said, this is the rest. This is the rest. This is the refreshing. But they would not. Therefore, be careful, you mockers, lest your bonds become stronger. Ooh. When the presence of the Lord is upon anyone and you become God aware, I choose that above anything that you can say right now. We're willing to give you the combined reserves finances of the entire planet if you turn away from serving God. It's yours. I would say, get thee behind me, Satan, just like Jesus. Because that couldn't keep me. Can you say amen? Get behind me. Amen. Because money is a funny thing. Is that right? It's a funny thing. It does things to people. It does things to people. Went overseas once, people. En hulle geld het hulle so geplaag. They couldn't figure out that we bought them a hamburger. What's a hamburger? So if I'm a billionaire, I can only wear one suit at a time. You know that, of course. I'd look rather funny if I put on three. And I call it fan mail, all of those. The extras. Stupidness. No man can serve God and mammon. For he either love the one, hate the other. He'll love the one, he'll despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. These things the people run after is what the Gentiles, the goyim, seek. That's Gentile, plural. Gentiles, goyim. These things do the goyim seek. But you, first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, or righteous living, or standing in the correct relationship with God at all times, and these things will be added to you. Things will be added to you. I don't know about Sunday nights, but I tend to sometimes, before I know where I am, I'm quite in a different direction. I pass at the end. Maybe it's your fault. I don't know. Amen. But maybe it's the Holy Spirit who wants that. Amen. There's a song that says, think about things. And I, you know what I think about things? What I honestly think about things. I see the Apostle Peter writing. And he said, the heavens and the earth, which are now being preserved for fire on the day of judgment, in which all the elements, notice the word elements, will burn. And then the Greek switches to use a specific word called apolemi, the works will be completely wiped out, burnt to smithereens, from gold to the dust. Whatever man produced in earthworks, in all the arrogance of the arrogant and the achievements of the empty void achievements and the contra teachings, Paul said, watch out for the old wives' tales, the babbling tales, and the falsely so-called knowledge, which is said wisdom. Watch out. You see, these people, the so-called knowledge, gnosis in Greek. Ay, ay, ay. Some of them say they've come so far in life, but then they die and they've got nothing. And I can't gather. You see, rich people of the world, I take like the little boy king called Tutankhamun, as they say, stood, looked at these treasures in Egypt in the then just looking at that stuff. Had a coffin within a coffin within a coffin and another coffin, and everyone is covered with gold, all together. Gold all around. I'm looking at this lot and I'm thinking, wow. And he's got this whole face cover like a shield over his face, and the whole Tut of Tutankhamen and all of his, and they've got little statues for every day of the year, and they, as the year goes by, they take them off the rack, and then they know where more or less they are. Actually, they never knew actually where they were, but they thought they knew somehow. And then they had plates of seeds. They tested those seeds after thousands of years inside those tombs. They went to the side of the Nile River and they planted them, and they actually grew. Can you believe it? From the time of the pharaohs, the time of Moshe or Moses, all the way through, and they live. Actually, from the time of Abraham, they live. And now they got all the stuff in a chamber. They open the chamber. Here is Tut with all of his stuff. Now they all carry it up to the museum in Israel. There it is on display. They take the mummified body and they put it in a room where all the pharaohs are kept in a room. We spoke to one of the ex-curators of the museum there, and he's got a room there full of all these pharaohs and Ramses II, the whole bunch of them there, and Tut as well. Now, he's not in that room. His stuff is still there, but there will come fire. And I don't care how much stuff he had in his burial chamber and coffins within coffins and gold within gold. He had all the layers surrounding him, but he went to a place where the ungodly, they are designed, they are going there. Hell has been prepared for the devil and his angels, not for mankind, but he's gone. God judged the ungodly, will judge the gods of this world, will judge and cause shaking in the current world for sure. The time is at hand. The time is at hand. Don't get stuck at looking at, let's say, South Africa or Europe. Rather watch what's happening in the Middle East, because that's where it all is. On Thursday nights, I've been teaching, and they use the word eschatology. It's really causing confusion. It's really the now prophecies. And I've been running through the now prophecies. They had a crowd, a big crowd here, every Wednesday. You know what I think I'll do on Wednesday now, coming tens? Just to help a couple of people here. Because I'm going to do one prophetic survey right across. Wednesday will be an open night. You can come for free. So you can listen and hear and see these things. Just Wednesday night. This is also the last one that I'll do. We put it all together, put it in the bag. There is Tut, and he leaves behind all that stuff, and Tut is in eternal trouble. A lot of people, it is very difficult for them to enter into heaven with all that stuff. It is even easier for a camel to go through a needle, what do you say that? The eye of a needle. Yeah, it does look like an eye, I must say. I always do that, and I just, you know, see the woman come here, and they put it like that. And I'm just looking at that thing, and I'm... And the ladies sit there like, would you like some tea? Women are strange things, you know, of course. I mean, don't you men say amen to that one. But I know you're a bit nervous to say amen because you might just get into trouble tonight. So don't worry. I'm full of understanding. She says, yeah, I've got to come home tonight. You see me running around the house and she's behind me with a bat and you must know. The Shaveh, the Shadavoch, the Mashdeveh. But if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw. It's a principle in there. It's a principle. You elevate the glorious Son of God to the glory of God the Father. You bow your knee, you surrender to Him, and everything of your things. Let go and let God. Let go and let God. Last time... Everybody say, let go and let God. Now give the Lord a praise offering right now. And so when you focus on God and you pray very intensely, this is when you find suddenly, like Smith Wigglesworth said, and I believe that's happened to me as well. When you pray intensely and you're right with God, particularly when you do fasting and you're right with God, you cross over the barrier of the flesh, you're moving right into the spirit. God begins to show you things to come. And you start seeing where the real trouble lies, like in our country. You see exactly where the evil forces are concentrated. You know exactly where to pray and you give them a hard time. Because you see, one person, or two or three or four or more, who knows how to pray prophetically, like laser-focused, pinpoint, targeted prayers right in the center of the camp of the devil, causes altogether disruption, calamity. I've seen it over and over. You see, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But you also see that you have to pray. Paul Yonkicho, David Yonkicho, said these words. He said, I pray and I obey. It's a motto of my life. He was right. The immense power of prayer. I think I'm going to stop preaching and I want to start ministering to people. That was short and sweet. I could go on for hours. I mean, I could go on for hours. Ask my wife, I go on for hours. As long as she doesn't go on for hours tonight with me. I'm just very innocent, you know. She loved me so much she couldn't resist putting a dark chocolate next to my bed. And I'm not hinting, because she knows exactly what chocolate I like. Like a certain kind of dark chocolate. No, but I'm not thinking about that. Now I'm thinking, those are things. De la sheva, and the mochateve sheva. Shela sheva. Beki, vachotavre sheva, yachatabe. Sehevi vi, te sholeve. Okay, we have here a few people. I actually want something to be done. These people, Sean DeMai, I think it is this one? He says he's here. Where is he, Ryan? Then there's somebody that's not here, Aniki Sales. We pray over that one too. Then we have another one here, Vilma Ackerman. Where's that person? Is he here? Okay. And there's Francois Nell. Where are you? Right. And Ruben Schultz. Where are you? You said you were here. I hope you are here. All right? Come to me, all of you. In the meantime, while they come forward, would you raise your hands towards these prayer requests? Because here is somebody in the Helen Joseph Hospital. She has been, she's got gallstones, which has led to a problem in the pancreas, and now water in the lungs, lots of pain, and unable to eat, currently on morphine every 6 hours is serious. Pray for healing in Jesus' name. And this request is sent in by Rosalind Manger, I think it is. But it's Aniki Sales. Aniki Sales. And here is a child, very serious situation. These people are from the Lowveld, but their child is here and they've got to go down there. They've got another child down there. It's Esmarie Niemand. And this child is very, very serious, even unto death. Little baby daughter, almost 2 months. It looks like met a surfactant afwijking of afwijkings syndroom. Doctors by bekommerd door haar, om het aan voor haar behandeling is voor haar ziekte die. Maar dat is altijd van God de antwoord. Dat kan ik zeggen. Stem jullie met mij samen. En ik voorspel dat haar toestand gaan vererger. Ze is gekoppeld aan een ventilator. En kort bij hulp om aan die leven te blijven. Dat zij al meer nodig gaan hebben. Dat is door die machine. En op een koolse kop waar ze gaan doodgaan. Als ons die machine moet afzetten. Kom ons pleit dat God ons genadig sal wees om Lana te kom aanraak. I say yes, Lord. This child, little cloth is here. It stirs up my soul. So, let me lay my hands first. Look towards me and just put your hands out towards me and put yourself in agreement. Father, I just take hold of this cloth. And I, Father, pray in the name of Jesus Christ, blessed Savior, glorious Father, by the power of your name, I plead for the life of this little child. Give her length of days. Show her the salvation of the Lord. Her name is Lana. And Lord, this little child is right here in hospital. And Lord, I want to pray tonight with all the people that when her parents come, they place this cloth on her. That curse of death be broken in Jesus Christ's name. And we release the power, the healing power of the wounds of Jesus into this little baby's life right now. Thank you, Lord. The curse is broken. The demons depart. The power of God is upon her. Even now in the hospital, in Jesus' mighty name. Can you say amen? both these cases be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, this one with the gallstones, both of them be healed. Pastor Tears, take those, please. Okay. Now, we have here. Okay, I need some help now, and then I'm going to start ministry. I just feel that there are people here I need to tonight specifically pray for very quickly, because Pentecost is on us and we need to just deal with Reuben. Yes. Reuben, ligamente afgeskeer met sy rugby proewe vir die leeu's. Jy weet, leeu's skeer nie ligamente nie, nee. Wat speel jy? Flankenhaker. Oké. Waar is die skeer? Aan die buitenkant van jou enkel. Will somebody just put a chair here for me? Gaan gou weer saam op boontoe. En stop dan. Rugby is soms brutaal. Moet sê nie soms nie. Sy sê altyd. Die mans dink dit is 'n sterk motivering om diep te buite die biltong. Hier. Okay. Young man, glo jy God kan jou aanraak? Glo die Here kan hierdie skeuring onmiddellik verwyder. En die pyn is weg, kon net so. Glo dit. Was 'n seer vanaand. Biggie, toe jy nou hier opgekom het, 'n seer gekry. Biggie, ja. Alraai. Glo jy die Here kan jou gesond maak? Die Here kan hierdie ligament in 'n rekordtyd herstel. Maar soos baie rekord. Glo jy dit? Glo jy in Jesus? Is jy van hierdie kerk? Is jy? Maar dan moet jy ons nou weet. As jy een seun van die is, moet jy ons nou te weet. Nee. Ok. Ek sien jy is besig om jou lewe te verbeter. Jy gaan het aansienlik verbeter. Jy gaan aansienlike sukses, wat ek sien jy beweeg in die rigting van gesag. En ek sien op die dag wat vir jou voorlê, dat jy gaan raak vasvat. Ek gaan vir jou baie deure oopmaak. Hoor jy wat ek vir jou sê? So staan met die Here vas en staan vas met jou voet. Van hierdie oomblik af het die Here jou aangeraak. Glo jy dit? Glo jy dit? OK. Staan op. Gaan af. Kom dan nou 'n bietjie vinniger. Toe ek jou drom was, het ek sommer afgehardloop. Voel jy nou? Is hy in 'n geseerigheid? Niks nie, hardloop daarna toe. Hardloop, weg is jy. Kom terug. Kom terug. Waar sit jy? Waar sit jy? Daar agter. Hoeveel sekondes dink jy sal dit jou vat om tot by die stoel te kom? Nou, as jy vir die leeu kwalifiseer, dan moet jy dan nou soos 'n leeu kan hardloop, nee. Ek gee jou 2 sekondes, dan sit jy. Is jy reg? Weg. Amen. En wervels in die nek en jou hande. Maar kyk, die Here nie vir jou gesê neem sy juk op jou nie. En die Here nie dit vir jou gesê nie. Toe sê die Here vir jou, my juk is sag, my las is lig. Toe besluit jy anders, want jy was in desperaatheid besig om allerlei besluite te maak en eindelijk het dit vir jou grote probleme veroorsaak. Jy nou weet jy precies waarvan ek praat. En eindelijk het dinge toe begin slechter gaan en in die proces van dit toe kom jy die ding nou bydend. En nou het jy al hierdie symptome en hierdie vernouing net hier. En nou wil ek by jou weet, ek sal so om jou oor te vang, kyk vir my. Draai jou kop na my toe. Dink jy die Here kan jou aanraak? Dink jy Jesus kan? Glooi dit vas. Jy het baie gehuil, sien ek. Jy het seer en al die spiere is styf. Glooi die Here kan dit wegvat. Glooi dit? Steek jy hande uit na toe, asseblief. Almal sê die straf wat vir jou die vrede aanbring, jy ook. Sê dit, die straf wat vir my die vrede aanbring, ons kan dit allemaal sê, was op Jesus, en deur sy wonde, het daar vir my genees gekom. In die naam van Jesus, breek ek hierdie vloek op jou, en ek maak jou los van hierdie binding en hierdie pyne. I command the spirit of torment to let this woman go and return to her no more. I take authority over you, Satan, and I break your power in Jesus' name. And I release the healing power of the wounds of Jesus right now into her neck. I thank you, Lord. My goodness, the power of God is present. Kyk vir my. Hou nou op om so bekommerd te lyk. Nou lyk jy beter, jy glimlag. Begin so 'n bietjie so te maak vir my. Kom nou. Kom nou. Wat ek aan toe. Okay. There's never been a problem. It has never been a problem. Remember that man a couple of nights ago? Fell off a ladder, broke his ribs. His family, I think, is here. Are they still here? Where are they? He's nou baie okay, né? And they thought that he'd never get out. He'd be in 24-hour frail care for the rest of his life. He came in a body brace like I've not seen in my life. He was tightened into that thing that it is like a type of a corset that is so tight that he could not move. But he walked out of here and he jumped in the car and jumped out and jumped in the car because God had done a thing. Now, while I'm busy talking, God is doing a work here in the neck. But I see now, if somebody did you great harm, you know who I'm talking about. Now you need to say, voorwaar, you must say, ek vergewe. And nobody can hear you. I can hear you, but nobody else. Sê wie. In Jesus' naam. Sê ek sien haar. In Jesus' naam. There it is. Right now, there's the power of God's on her now. There it is. Just like that, the blockage has been removed and the healing has begun. Can you all say amen? There is the power of God. Stick your hand in hoog op na die Here. Hoog op na die Here. En ontspan. Kom vir nog 'n finansiële deurbraak ook nog in die proses. There it is right now. And now, voel jy beter nou? 100%. Nie 99 nie, 100%. And you. Wat, ek het nie jou story by my nie. Stik jou hand op. Stik jou hand op. Power of God's already on you. Oh yeah, there it is. You know, there's none holy as the Lord. There's nobody like Jesus. Oh, raise your hands and point to heaven and point to Jesus. Point to Jesus. And as you do that, you also receive a miracle in your body tonight. I break this curse against this man in Jesus Christ's name. Pastor Tiens, I want you to take this one for me, please. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's take him. Go with Pastor Tiens. Give the Lord a praise offering. Yeah, is the presence of God on him now. Now, in Jesus' name, be set free from this thing. power of God's all the way up in your spine now. There it is. There it is. That's it. She'd be at the knife. God bless you. Amen. You know, there's always a strijd with the oorlosie. Het jy al achtergekom? Nee, jy kom er nooit achter nie. Nobody even wants to go to work tomorrow, I promise you that. And if you have to write a test tomorrow at the university or something, then I promise you, you won't want to. I want to, you know, just say something here. I know Russians are watching. Russians. And I really have a lot of compassion. Had a vision, and in the vision, I'm standing in the snow. And in front of me, there's a bear. And it's got the Russian colors on it. Immediately see. It's Russia. And I am feeding that bear. And then I wondered, however is that going to manifest that I would feed anybody from Russia? But I went and I spoke to a very packed crowd at the University of Kharkov, in the city of Kharkov, which is right on the Russian border, and they crisscross all the time into Russia. And they had translated the work, that the books and stuff that we've produced here at Little Falls. They translated that into Russia. Russian, shall I say? Because they speak Russian. And they took all our equipping books, they put it in Russian, and they were taking it over the border. Some of those people, that's their entire Bible school. Just our e-course. You can't even think about it. You can, Jacques. You're a good man. And so the stuff went into Russia. You know, it's just like, he actually said to me tonight, we touch, or was it Johan? There were two of the pastors there. And one of the two, I think it was him, said to me, we have more people than the data reflects of the church. And that's true. And I know that. Just this week, I had a talk there to Reunion Island, and they were saying, later in the year, I'll be going out to the island and ministering there to a conference, and there are people there. I wonder if they're watching me at this moment in time. And they have got people up from Switzerland, from France, and from Canada, and ministers everywhere, and I'm to meet with these people. And it's a whole extension of our group of churches taking place. It's 8:03. And I feel I want to do a prayer here. And this to me has been almost like what I wanted above everything else tonight. I want to pray for you tonight. For every soul in this place. When Jesus looked at the Father and the Father granted him the Holy Spirit, he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the bride of Christ, which is his body. The Father was persuaded that those who are bought by the blood of the Lamb may have the Holy Spirit. And we can move to Pentecost. And I said that when he was hanging on the cross, what must have felt like to the Father? The pain Jesus bore on the cross, the Father was carrying in his heart. It was overcome by the love of the Father, for God so loved the world that he did that sacrifice of his own son for us. That's very persuasive. Very persuasive. No other religion does that kind of thing. Therefore, we don't have a religion. We have a relationship with God. It's a big difference. The true church walks in relationship with God. It's not rule upon rule, law upon law. It is relationship with Almighty God. That's where we are. And I thought the Father, he felt for his son. And there are people here, you're feeling for your children. You have pain on the inside of you because of your children, or for your children, because of things that happened to your children and with your children. And you've been heart sore. Maybe you're a young person here and you're heart sore because of your parents. Maybe you're just, you're walking here tonight and you've got a pain for husband, for wife, for children, for people that hurt you. You're walking with a pain. I want all of you, and I want to make this prayer as the final prayer tonight, and pray for you that God will take that pain out of your heart and that God would tonight give you peace. And I want to ask you one thing on this condition, that you will let go and let God, and that you will, you focus on walking upright with God, that God would hear your prayers. If you do that, God will answer you today, and God will restore your children, your husband, your wife. One case here is, pray for my marriage tonight. Just pray for my marriage. It's terrible. Pray for my marriage. And it goes on, that request. I'm not going to go into the detail. Mensa, if you have pain because of another soul, or your children, or your husband, or your wife, or somebody that really hurt you in your lifespan or at the workplace, stand. Amal. But everybody, everywhere. I need to pray for that. I want God to remove. Put your hand on your heart. Do that right now. And everybody, just pray with me. I want everybody in this place, close your eyes now. Close your eyes. Everybody say these words. I let go and I let God. Lord, take over. With all that I love, all that I experience love for, all the hurt I felt, all the pain I've had, see my heart, Lord, because I love, and because of my love, I'm walking with this pain. My Father, my God, I trust in you to take away this burden, take away this pain in my heart, and give me peace and cause everything to be restored back to normal in Jesus Christ's name. Let the curse be broken. Let the yoke be destroyed. Let the strongholds come down. Let Almighty God take over and heal, restore, and rebuild the broken walls, ruined lives, the ruins of lives, and the people I love. I pray tonight, save Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I let go. I give it to you, Lord. Now we give God a praise offering right now in this place. Amen.
For more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.